Marty, President Biden says the U.S. went to Afghanistan because of an attack 20 years ago, and that should not be the reason that the American military is there in 2021. Critics and some military analysts fear that this withdrawal could be a green light to the Taliban to retake the country. President Biden paying his respects in Section 60 at Arlington National Cemetery, where the fallen from America's longest war are laid to rest.
I'm always amazed at generation after generation, the women and men who prepared to live their lives for their country.
The visit came minutes after President Biden made it official. All American troops out of Afghanistan by September 11th.
That it's time to end America's longest war. It's time for American troops to come home.
Speaking from the White House Treaty Room, where 20 years earlier, President Bush announced the nation was at war.
At a cost of billions each year, makes little sense to me and to our leaders. We cannot continue the cycle of extending or expanding our military presence in Afghanistan.
At the height of the war, 98,000 American troops were in the country hunting al-Qaeda in the wake of the 9/11 attacks. Navy Reserves Commander Tom Porter was one of them.
We call this conflict Forgottistan oftentimes because the American public seems to really not be engaged in this debate on whether what we're supposed to be doing overseas.
Today's announcement amounts to a change in policy. As a candidate, Biden said he would not pull all troops.
I mean a small footprint.
What does that look like?
Several thousand people to make sure that we have a place from which we can operate if, in fact, you find that there's a massing of Taliban capacity.
Now the president says the mission in Afghanistan is done.
The peace process will completely collapse.
But with the Taliban now controlling much of the Afghan countryside, analysts warn once U.S. troops leave, urban areas, including Kabul, the capital, will now be under threat. And Afghanistan will again become a safe haven for terrorism.
The fight will become more of an all-out battle throughout the country. The violence will go up. Normal Afghans, average Afghan citizens, will suffer more.
Many Republicans agree.
What do we lose by pulling out? We lose that insurance policy against another 9/11. We lose listening posts in the backyard of some of the most radical movements in the world.
The U.S. will start withdrawing troops on May 1st. That's the previous deadline set by the Trump administration. In Washington, Allison Harris, News Nation. Allison.